Hello, good evening. My name is Rick, and we're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30306.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1969.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you received?
Doctorate.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Okay, thank you. And since you said yes, will that be Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano?
Mexican.
Thank you very much. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta? Or like many people,
yes.
Are you not registered?
I'm not registered.
Thank you. Now, I will love there's a list of issues, and please select three that are most important to you. Public transportation, traffic, abortion access, inflation and cost of living, immigration, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, jobs and the economy, crime, education.
Public transportation, immigration, and again?
I can list the options again. Traffic, abortion access, inflation, cost of living, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, jobs and the economy. Okay, thank you. Next, when thinking about the direction on which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
Oh, with those three,
yes, will you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied?
I would say I'm mostly satisfied.
Will you say very or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about the Atlanta region?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. And how about Georgia?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Next, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm or favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, you know, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold or and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, you can tell us as well. Okay? First, the Atlanta Beltline.
10.
Okay. MARTA buses.
5.
Okay. Major Andrea Dickens.
8.
Okay. MARTA trains.
6.
Okay. Governor Brian Kemp.
3.
Okay. Artificial intelligence companies.
3.
Self-driving cars.
1.
Okay. The Atlanta Police Department.
4.
Okay. Uber and Lyft.
6.
Thank you. Electric scooters.
5. 6. Let's do 6.
Understood. The Atlanta City Council.
6.
Okay. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
The traffic?
Correct.
Major problem.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I would say it's poor.
Okay. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Very.
Okay. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
What's the scale?
Let's say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never. Thank you.
A few times a week.
And based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Will you say very or somewhat positive?
Very.
Thank you. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Convenient.
Okay, let me type. Thank you. Now, here are a few statements, which after each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. First, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Sorry, tell me the scale again. Strongly disagree to strongly agree?
Yes, from 0 to 10, which 10 will be that you strongly agree.
So that first statement, I would say I rate it a 1.
Okay, thank you. Next, we'll say the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
Five.
Okay. I feel safe riding MARTA.
7.
Okay. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
3.
Okay. I trust MARTA to finish the projects they're working on.
4.
Understood. And Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. A. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
Two.
Okay. Next, which of the following statements do you agree the most? The first one said, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways, or we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
The first one.
Do you strongly or somewhat agree with that statement?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10 again. This time, 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and you want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and you do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, depending on how you feel. The first one said, adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
10.
Okay. Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
7.
Okay. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
5.
Okay. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
7.
Okay. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Okay. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
6.
Okay. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
7.
Okay. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
4.
Okay. Adding more security to MARTA stops.
6.
Okay. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
8.
Okay, thank you. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline transit plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail?
Very familiar.
Thank you. And based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Do you think that you strongly support or somewhat support it?
Support.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. So based on what you just heard, do you suppose or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you strongly or somewhat support it? Okay, thank you. Now, we would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. And again, I thank you so much for your participation. We're almost done, okay? And thank you again. So here are some statements, okay, that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. This time 10 means there is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing a statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay. All world-class cities have major public transportation systems that link the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
Seven.
Okay. And next, Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnect our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come.
9.
Thank you. And the city of Atlanta has some of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including the Beltline Transit, that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. Okay, thank you. And once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. At this time, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that is very concerning. A statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel that is somewhat concerning, and 0 means that is not at all concerning as a statement. You may use any number for 0 to 10 again. The Beltline plan isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourism instead. The train top speed is 25 miles per hour and will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners.
Two.
Okay, thank you. Next, the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we have seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they never turn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need.
4.
Thank you. And next, the Beltline trail is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finished. Let's look for the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively.
1.
Thank you. And now, one last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Now, these are the last few questions, and these are for statistical purposes only, okay? How long have you lived in Atlanta?
20 years.
Thank you. Which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? single, separated,
married,
divorced, or widowed? Thank you.
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children or in the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Okay. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
$100,000.
No, you can give me an. Okay. Thank you. And that's basically it. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your answers. That concludes this survey. And again, thank you so much. You're very kind. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.